this is all about. When you hear the sounds of sports, we know it's time for the Blue and Gold Show with the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together.
Put your hands together.
For the Thanks, master of disaster, it's Mad Dog Horner.
You're amazing. Hey,
what about those 49ers, huh?
Well, number one ranked team in the NFC.
Oh, that's right. You played against the Steel Curtain.
The Steel Curtain.
That's right. They're now the Silk Curtain. The Silk Curtain. That's what they are.
It's no longer the Blue and Green Show. Blue and Gold Show.
Whatever.
Welcome, Warrior fans, to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. As we are here on a Del Norte football bye week, and that means we get Del Norte volleyball in the studios this morning. So I'm super excited to have them. But real quick, a recap of last week: Del Norte football fell to South Medford, 24-6, as the Warriors back-to-back losses, one to Grants Pass, one to South Medford, against teams that double to triple our size of players, and we definitely are licking our wounds and are happy to have a bye this week. We'll be back in action September 22nd, which will be next Friday, at home against McKinleyville. And now on to girls sports. Soccer yesterday at home, girls soccer lost to Arcata 1-0, but a great effort by the Warriors as their up-and-coming program in the Little Four took on one of the big powerhouses in the Big Four. So congratulations to the girls soccer team on a hard-fought match. But to the other sport, but the main sport, right, in girls fall is volleyball. Last night, they headed down to Arcata to the Tiger's Den, and they beat Arcata 3-0 in sets. They're now 8-1 overall. McKenna Curtis had 13 kills. Bliss had 8. Bryn had 4. All the kills and assists. Lily Nunez, 26 assists. Great start for the Warriors in the Big 5 conference action. And joining me here today is McKenna Curtis, Bliss Blackburn, and Bryn Winningham. Glad to see you girls. How about shout outs to the family? McKinney, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I want to give a shout out to my mom, my dad. I know you guys are listening. How you doing? And my sister and my grandparents.
Bliss.
Hi, guys. Hi, my parents. I know you guys are listening right now. What's up? I'd also like to give a shout out to my brothers, Chase and Cole.
And I'd like to give a shout out to my parents and my brother and my sister.
What a great season you guys are off to. 9-1 on the season. I'm sorry, 8-1 on the season so far. And McKenna, you've been working hard. You took the year off of softball last year just to kind of get out and travel a little bit and see what everything's about when it comes to the volleyball. What was that like last spring and during the summer traveling and playing that high competitive volleyball?
Yeah, I had a really fun experience. I think the biggest takeaway for me was probably just learning to get better at the small things that I didn't have enough time to get done here while I was doing my junior year at high school. And I think getting to see what the next level of play looks like, especially for the girls on my team, who 80% of them had already been committed to high level schools. So it was definitely a little bit nerve wracking coming from tiny little town over to Medford, where everyone is at least 5'10 and above. But I had lots of fun, and I think I got a really good experience getting to play against some really good teams, some really hard hitters, and just getting better overall for the season.
Bliss, I got a chance to watch, see you growing up in the last 4 or 5 years, especially starting at Crescent Elk, and see you working your way into the weight room at the high school, even after your eighth grade year, kind of just trying to get prepared for volleyball and, you know, just high school sports in general. What's it like, the volleyball workouts in the off season?
It's definitely tough. You're not going to walk in there thinking it's so easy. It definitely is tough, and it mentally prepares you for what's going to be coming at you. And, you know, we got Pablo in the weight room, you know, snapping at you every second about your weights. And we got Debbie on the court mentally preparing us for everything, getting our skill level where it needs to be. And also our team bonding, that starts going too with our team bonding. And yeah, it's pretty tough. I'd like to say it's not easy.
Bryn, your senior year, a lot of emotions going. I'm sure you're an emotional girl because I know how you are. But pride, what kind of pride? Because it's kind of different than a lot of other volleyball teams, because you guys don't have your jerseys on when you come out and you warm up. Your jerseys are laid across the back of a chair, and then you guys come out of your last huddle and you guys put your jerseys on. What's it like to step out there and put that jersey on and have the pride of being a Del Norte varsity volleyball player?
I think that the best part is just how close we all are and how it just kind of like the community supports us when we do this. Like, it's just a good feeling going out there, you know, that the community supporting you and having your back. And when the stands are full, it's even better. And just knowing that we get to go out there and represent like our volleyball program, it's really cool. And it's just like something I feel like isn't like replaceable in a way. It's just like a once in a lifetime experience to be able to feel that.
I was wondering real quick. Is it because she doesn't trust you guys to bring your uniforms each week? Is that, do you guys get to keep them or does she collect them after each game?
No, we get to bring them home.
Oh, you get to bring them home. Yeah, okay. We do. I was just making sure because I was guessing maybe you guys.
No, didn't yeah, get the we chance. Haven't lost them yet.
So you give them back to coach when you get there, and then they lay them out.
Like, we just grab them out of our bags and lay them out.
Okay.
And gotcha. So we're ready to go, but we bring them on our own.
All right.
The only McKenna. Problem we've had is Ava O'Reilly.
Oh, Ava. Okay, gotcha. Poor.
And Bliss.
McKenna, this team this year, you know, I watched you guys play last year. Had a great, great season. I think you lost 4 sets over the whole HDN. But a younger squad. Bliss was a freshman playing. You guys were all juniors. A little bit more senior leadership this year, a little bit more experience. How's this team translate from last year's?
I think we've all kind of definitely gotten better at the mental part of the game. And Debbie and Pablo and Petra too have all been pushing us and trying to get us to go to that next level, especially us seniors, because we're supposed to be the leaders on the court. And I'm not going to lie, it's been kind of difficult for us because, you know, with freshman year, it was COVID. And we didn't really have much to go off of. It was kind of just everybody's there. We had 3 seniors that year. And then even in the next couple of years after that, we didn't have any seniors. Last year, we only had 2, and now we went up to 5. So I think it's a unique experience for us because we have to do our jobs and make sure everyone else is doing their jobs. But I think every senior plays a different role. And so it's not like it all falls on me or Brianne or someone like that. We all have our own sort of like relationship with everybody. And I think that's what makes us a really strong team, is we can all come to each other and there's not a separation between grade levels either. We have a lot of seniors, a lot of juniors. Bliss is the only sophomore and she's just as important as any senior on the team or junior. So I think we're just so tight knit that it doesn't really matter to us. But at the same time, we're definitely having to learn how to step up and be better for each other.
Bliss, we're from a long line of Blackburns, including your grandpa that used to be on the radio all the time for Del Norte Sports. And now you're a sophomore at Del Norte High School. What's it like? And is it everything you expect it would be going into high school as a Blackburn and being successful in sports?
I try not to think about the Blackburn name.
What?
I
think about it every day.
I know. I try to be myself, you
right,
know.
Good.
Yeah. You know, freshman year, it was pretty hard, but I had my seniors and I had my juniors there for me, and it just felt like a family. Like, and this year too, I felt even closer to them, and they're just there for me all the time, and so are my coaches. I feel comfortable 100% of the time. I feel pushed, and it's just, I love the sport, and yeah.
Cool. Bryn, you not only play volleyball in this gym, you play basketball in this gym at Tunin Gymnasium, a pretty special place. You can talk to people all over the North State. It's very uncomfortable for teams to come play here at Tunin Gymnasium, whether it be volleyball, whether it be basketball, whether it be wrestling. It doesn't matter. It's an intense environment. This is your last year of playing in Tunin Gymnasium. What's it feel like to step into that gym as a varsity player?
Oh, God, that's a hard one because I love sports and I've always went to Del Norte and watched all the games. When I was younger, I'd make my mom take me, watch every volleyball game, every basketball game. And then to finally be like the senior that I grew up watching is kind of crazy to just like imagine and think. And so it's just kind of sad that like this is the last year that I ever get to do that. Like last night was my last time ever playing volleyball on the Arcata court. And I was like, that's kind of crazy to me. So I don't know. It's just weird to think that this is my last year ever playing and there's going to be last games now. It's not going to be, oh, next year. This is like the last time.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break in the action here. And when we get back, we're going to talk about this year's HDN and what we got on store for us.
Wow, this season Danaka's performance series is supersized. We're bringing you 6 amazing shows with something for every music lover. Celtic, world music, norteño and Latin rock, storytelling, piano, indigenous folk, a blast of cool Yule, and some really big drums. Get a season ticket and enjoy big savings on all 6 concerts this season. Not sure you can make every concert? Purchase a half season ticket and you'll still get to see 3 shows of your choice this season. Get your tickets at Del Norte Office Supply and online at danaka.eventbrite.com. Thank you to our underwriters, Dr. D Auto Care, Patty Brunsing, Lisa Hamilton, Bill and Kathy Maffitt, Nick and Lisa Rail Music Fund, and Bob and Diane Weir. Our in-kind supporters are Bicoastal Media and Elk Valley Casino. Get your season tickets for Danaka's incredible live concert series. For more information and to get your tickets, visit danaka.eventbrite.com.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show, where we got the volleyball girls in the house. And I got to say, these girls have been a pleasure to have in the studios today. They've done a great job of answering all the questions and doing a great job. But we want to kind of talk about this year. You guys started off a great league play last night with that huge win at Arcata. And Bryn talked a little bit about playing in the Tiger's Den. McKenna, how big was that win for you guys to go down there and win in 3 straight sets to kind of put the HDN on notice that you guys haven't gone nowhere?
Well, first I want to say that I think we played better today, or yesterday, I mean, when we went to Arcata than we did last year when we ended up playing Arcata at their house too. So I think for all of us, it was just a little bit nerve wracking because you had a little bit of anxiety playing at a not home game. And, you know, we had to travel and everything like that. And Arcata is probably our biggest competitor that we've faced in the league. And so starting off with them was probably a little bit nerve wracking. But honestly, when we got in there, we warmed up. Everything felt good. There was no doubt in my mind we were going to win that game. And the fact that we won in 3 was just even better. And I think it was a really good start to kind of send a message to everybody else to let them know that we're coming and we're not going to stop.
Bliss, you played enough sports to understand you guys is when you guys do your warmups, like McKenna says, you were nervous, but then when you got to your warmups, it was like all back to normal. How important it is for you guys, because I noticed you guys do the exact same thing every warmup, right? How important is it for you guys just to get programmed that way when it comes to your pregame?
I think it's the most important thing. It's really important. It really mentally focuses you into what you're about to become into. And we repeat it because it mentally focuses us and, it hypes us up. We all get hype. We try to bring up the energy to be ready for 3 straight sets or 4 or 5. You never know.
Your freshman year last year, you kind of tiptoed your way in, but you still played tons and you're a big part of it, right? Has your role changed this year?
I think it has changed. I think I'm way more mature than I was, and I feel like I have to try to, you know, keep up, but I don't have to keep up because I have my seniors and my juniors and my and all of them, you know. I said that before, I'll say it again. Sorry.
They're your backbone, right? Yeah.
And I feel good. I feel welcome. I feel great.
Bryn, we talked a little bit about the Tiger's Den, but let's talk about the next toughest place to play. Where do you think the next toughest place to play in the HDN is for you guys this season?
I would say probably Eureka.
The new gym.
Oh, we haven't even played in there yet. I didn't even think about that. It's completely new.
Right. And it's going to be loud, I hear.
Yeah, it's always, I feel like, in Eureka, it's loud. You know, the students like to go a little crazy, too. And Eureka always just, like, I feel like, pulls the unexpected when they play. Like, we never know really what to expect from them until we see them, until we start playing them. But we just have to remember to play our game and don't play down. Don't, like, try to go extra. Just play our game and do what we do, because that's how we win.
I think some of those big basketball girls play volleyball, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Which ones?
I know. I think Napoleon.
Yeah.
She graduated. Never mind. Then ISIS. Yeah. Yes. Kenna knows better than I do.
Kenna knows everybody.
I don't remember names. I just see faces. And
you'll know when you see them, right?
I'll know when I see them, but that's okay because I can block them, hopefully. And so can Kenna, and so will Bliss, and so will Lauren, and Reese, and even Lily.
McKenna, what do we got up next as we look at the HDN? Where do you guys play next? We at home?
Yeah, I think home game on Tuesday against McKinleyville, yeah.
Against McKinleyville. Mm-hmm. Now, McKinleyville, are they up and coming, or?
Well, from what I've heard, they're 1-9.
1-9?
I think so.
But HDN, you might as well throw everything out the window, especially when it comes to rivalries. And that's something I want to talk about. You guys have won the last three league titles, right? Your target's on your back every time you step on the floor when it comes to HDN. You're going to get everybody's best game. How important it is for you guys to get started well each game?
Well, I think that's really important, especially when you're playing teams, like Brianne said, that you're not really sure what they're going to throw at you, especially when there's not a lot of film or anything like that. But I think also, like Brianne said, our goal is to play our game, whether we're playing the best team that we could be playing against or the worst team or somewhere in the middle. If you go and play down to their level, they will beat you. Even if you don't think you are, you have to stay up all the time. And through the last couple of years, that's been hard for us, especially. And I think that's where tournament play comes in, because you do play teams better than you and you play some teams that aren't as good. So
we talk about that. Just a segue real quick. Good luck this weekend. You guys are heading to Red Bluff. Is that correct?
Canceled. We're not going to that no more.
No. So you guys don't have a tournament this weekend?
No.
No tournament this weekend. And when's your next tournament? In two weeks?
Next weekend.
And that's where?
Yeah, I think Sonoma.
In Sonoma? Mm-hmm. Well, good luck down there and back in action on Tuesday. Is that here or away in McKinleyville? Here, Tuna Gymnasium next Tuesday. Let's pack the gym for our first league match. Last league match. Start of a league match for Bryn and McKenna. So make sure you get out there and get after it as McKinleyville comes to town. Mikey, thanks for having us this morning. And volleyball's up and coming.
There you go. Catch the podcast.
You gotta love it.
Don't forget the podcast.
Yeah, podcast will be up within hours.
Yes. Go Warriors. Can we get it?
One.
Can you go?
Go Warriors.
Thank you.